USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick.
President Trump at the White House during a cabinet meeting talking about the bipartisan deal that was struck to avert a partial government shutdown. Republican Senator from Alabama Richard Shelby agrees the deal is not perfect.
This is a down payment on where the president wants to go and where we want to go with him. That is to secure the borders.
Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was found guilty by a Brooklyn jury today on all 10 counts of drug conspiracy and money laundering. Attorney Jeffrey Lichtman represented Guzman and says he will continue to fight for Guzman and...
The case was obviously, anybody who witnessed it could see how utterly and completely overwhelming the amount of evidence was.
The 61-year-old Guzman is expected to be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it, before it even hit 60 miles an hour.
We are pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello, we are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
President Trump may not be the most pleased with the deal that was reached by the Democrats and Republicans, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, he seems all right with it.
It provides new funds for miles of new border barriers, so Congress can complete a funding process for all the outstanding parts of the federal government with predictability and with certainty.
President Trump was joined by sheriffs from border communities in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona to discuss border security and what needs to be done along our border between the United States and Mexico. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot tells Fox News all the things that they have to deal with down there on the border.
We on the local level have to deal with the rapes, the robberies, the homicides, the smuggling of narcotics, as well as human smuggling, and it was basically decimating law enforcement as far as our budgets go, because we have to handle all those ancillary cases that come across. That's not handled by our federal partners.
Gotcha.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congressman Lee Zeldin, a Jewish Republican from New York, says he isn't buying Representative Ilhan Omar's apology for her comments, who many thought were anti-Semitic. Omar, a Democrat from Minnesota, tweeted Monday that she apologizes for her latest comments and anyone who may have been offended by them. Congressman Zeldin joins Fox News and says there's a little bit of hypocrisy going on here.
Yeah, just last month you had House Democrats tripping all over each other, running to the floor of the House of Representatives to condemn white supremacy in a resolution that named Congressman Steve King. He apologized. He was still thrown off of his committee assignments. Now we have those same members, many of them tripping all over each other, running away from the House floor so they don't have to condemn anti-Semitism. And they are accepting an apology via Twitter that unfortunately is not the end of it. This is also isn't the first time. The apology itself states that it's an unequivocal apology, but it's filled with equivocation.
Much of the country dealing with snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Now, that snow did all start out on the West Coast in Seattle. And Seattle resident Pat Andrews says they're not used to all this snow out in that part of the country.
Seattle is a very temperate place. You know, we get rain all winter, but, you know, if we get an inch of snow, it really messes with things. Lots of hills. It's just not something we're used to out here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.